Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another week and a big day in Iowa, big night, the caucus, and I'll talk more about that a little bit later and spend a great deal of time talking about tomorrow's winners and losers. But let's open up on an issue that you don't hear a whole lot about in the political races right now because the focus seems to be on attacks on one another, but we seem to be neglecting what's going on in the economy, our foreign policy, et cetera. Joining us right now is Farai Chidea. She has combined media technology and socio-political analysis as an award-winning author, journalist, and professor. She is a distinguished writer in residence at New York University's Arthur Carter Journalism Institute. And she's a frequent guest on all of the media outlets. She's joining us with her new book, The Episodic Career. And it is published by Atria Books. And she's here to join us. Welcome. Nice to have you on talking about such an important book. Again, The Episodic Career, How to Thrive at Work in the Age of Disruption. Good morning.
Hi, Stu. Thanks so much.
Well, as in a sense, I don't know, maybe I'm reading a little too much into this or being a little too dramatic, but there seems to be somewhat of it may not be a contradiction. Now, when you talk about the age of disruption, we're in a constant process here of disruptive technology that is progressive, that is encouraged, and that has changed the very nature of our landscape. Explain.
Yeah, so if you take a look at AT&T when it was, you know, the kind of biggest telecommunications company, it had 360,000 plus employees. And if you looked at Google when it had a similar market capitalization, it only had about 55,000 employees. So that's disruptive innovation. It's that technology allows businesses to become more efficient. The problem with that sometimes is that new industries have not developed fast enough to absorb the job losses. So right now, average household income is lower than it was 10 years ago. I am not painting a gloom and doom picture in this book. In fact, quite the opposite. I talk about ways to succeed. But before we can talk about success, we have to acknowledge that we've been through a pretty traumatic time as a country. We like to think of ourselves as constantly improving and constantly getting better, and the Great Recession really knocked us on our tail for a bit.
I think the Great Recession is still knocking us on its tails. It's a combined over exporting jobs, as you mentioned, new technology taking over roles that people play. I was in the post office just Saturday, and the woman in front of me was very frustrated and said, I'm just looking forward to the day that we have robots behind the counter and robots like us customers going to the desk, so we'll have no need for any of this. But in reality, it's kind of relegated a lot of people to career-defining jobs that are low-paying, that are no longer white-collar jobs, and I don't want to talk about the economy because that's not the subject of what we're talking about, but it kind of distorts the numbers we have out there of 5-plus unemployment when I think it's more like 20% if you want to talk about the unemployed and people who are no longer reporting from work for work. So what's the solution to somebody young living out there and thinking, I don't know how to get ahead if I want to find myself continue to be based in a knowledge-based society? They have that choice, and, you know, that's right. A personal choice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I go through many different forms of self-examination and questions you have to ask yourself. And essentially right now, all of us are being pushed to accept that we will have to retrain ourselves several times, potentially in one lifetime, in different careers. And so the episodic career is a little bit like hopscotch, where you're in one position and then you hop over to another. And they may seem completely unrelated, but they draw on different skills that you have. For example, my mom at different times was a journalist, a medical technologist, a stay-at-home mother, and a middle school teacher. And she drew on different parts of who she was in order to do those different things. You can't expect that one skill set is going to get you through the rest of your life. What I really make an argument for is, first of all, doing a skills audit and saying, what are the things that I can do that I can possibly earn a living doing? You may have skills that you've never used to earn a living, but knowing that you have them should be a comfort, because you may need them some way, you know, somewhere down the road. And then also how to tap into those different skills and how to successfully network, so that if you do need to switch lanes, that you can do it gracefully.
Yeah, and I try not to bring myself into these conversations, but as you're talking, for years I was a distributor of commercial spinoff and movie-related merchandise. I ended up becoming an author, did professional boxing for the networks for several years, and have gravitated and enhanced my career doing this. And I totally with you, and I don't know – well, I do know it's something a lot of people don't get, and I tell them – don't be intimidated by the landscape of the terrain out there. And let's turn to you and what you did in your own career that kind of personifies what you write about in this book.
Yeah, well, I have been mainly a journalist for the past 25 years, but I also took some leaps and became a college professor. And I worked twice in the technology industry, once for a for-profit company and once for a nonprofit company doing their content development and marketing. So I'm someone who, I love words, I love people, I love finding out about people's lives. And whatever I do has to somehow bring me into contact with people. And another thing you have to know about yourself, and I have a whole diagnostic tool in this book called the Work-Life Matrix, where you can ask certain questions about how you operate in the world of work. You have to kind of put yourself on the couch and say, what is it I really want from the world of work? Because one person's dream job is another person's nightmare. And so when I've hopped around at different times to different careers, I found out that working in the technology industry, for example, allowed me to work with people and use my knowledge about content. But really, I wanted to produce certain kinds of content, or I wanted to teach certain kinds of skills, and it wasn't the best place for me to do it. So, you know, I redirected my energy. And, you know, not everything you do that doesn't last forever is a failure. There's a great success in learning more about yourself. So I think that reframing how you think about your journey in life gives you a lot more energy.
You know, one size does not fit all. And I'd like to use the example of maybe, you know, the exception to what you're talking, legendary baseball broadcaster Vin Scully for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's 88 years old. This is his 67th year doing it. One job, one start since he was 21 years old. A true anomaly, and obviously, you know, arguably the best baseball broadcaster ever. I don't know, you know, how you may want to relate that as an anomaly to what you're talking about.
No, but I think that some people are still lucky enough to find that thing that they are passionate about, and also lucky enough that the market supports them staying in that position. I mean, a completely different example, but, you know, somewhat along the same lines of someone using their talent is someone like Tony Bennett, who's been, you know, he's just been Tony Bennett forever, and he's amazing. And we all have, you know, one or two people in our lives or in our circles who've managed to One of the people I interview in my book, although she's changed careers, she's an amazing inspiration because she's working full time at the age of 94. She's a national park ranger who does educational tours in California. And I asked her, you know, what do your kids think of the fact that you work full time? She's like, they love it. You know, so some people find a niche, whether it's one niche or a few things, and it keeps them going forever. But most of us are going to have to be adaptable, and we should not be afraid of that.
Yeah, and in the Boston area, there's someone I knew of, I never knew. I think it was Irving's Toy and Card Shops. I think it started in 1937, and the woman just died, continuing to run it actively at 103 years of age. There were always...
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, there were always those stories, and I think what people have to do, and you talk about it when you talk about your archetypes for evaluating a potential career trajectory, and it's more than just the simplistic approach of, this is my education, this is what I want to do. It's a composite of a lot of things, and I think you can address that when we come back from a break. I don't want to begin this and then cut you off after five words. But we will return with Farai Chidea. The book is The Episodic Career, and it is published in paperback by Atria Books. And you should get a copy of it. This is Stu Taylor. We will return.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Senator Bill Frist. To look for the right direction for America, follow Stu Taylor.
All right, we return with Fidai Chidea, the author of The Episodic Career, and her bio is so long, I just thought I'd touch upon it briefly here. She also moderated a Democratic presidential debate in 2004 and comments for CNN, MTV, Fox, MSNBC, on and on, ABC, CBS. So multi-talented, the personification of what she talks about in this book. And if you could pick up on my comment here, you know, about the way things used to work, the way they work now, with kind of a pragmatic approach to how the business world worked, but now it's a composite of a lot of things, and you talk about that in your personality evaluation about charting the correct course. Could you fill us in a little on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So again, this work-life matrix asks you four questions. One is your appetite for risk. Another one is whether you like making decisions alone or in a team, but regardless of who does the work. Another one is, do you want to do high social impact work? Finally, are you an executor or an innovator? And I really believe that right now everything about jobs is kind of a three-legged stool. One is know yourself. And so this self-diagnostic tool is a chance for you to know yourself better. Two is know the market and all of these things we've been talking about that are the big picture of how and why jobs are changing in America. You have to keep up with that, especially in your own industry. Like, as I like to say, if you're doing a great job on the Titanic, you're still sinking. So if you're in an industry that has no future, it's time to move on. And finally, it's about emotional resilience. And so part of the whole conversation has to be you keeping yourself in a position where as you deal with these changes, as you deal with the self-knowledge of what you want from the world, you don't become frustrated. I see so many people, and when you talked a little bit about the unemployment rate being understated, which I completely agree with, there's so many people who are called discouraged workers because they've essentially given up. And resilience is the difference between a discouraged worker and a persistent job seeker. And so all of these factors come into play.
Yeah, and it's not like it used to be, jumping on the coattails of someone who kind of took you in. I don't know, just the first thought, like Hillary Clinton brought in hey, Anthony Weiner's wife, Umar Abdin.
But
we tend to move in a different way. You say that. It's not quite fashionable right now that linear careers, that careers move in that kind of a trajectory. And I've phrased it a different way in that it used to be that you just you know, you started at the bottom and you went on the coattails of somebody whom you mentored and who took a liking to you. But today, isn't it more horizontal?
Well, yeah, it's actually kind of more like, you know, one of those old video games like Frogger or Super Mario Brothers, where you're constantly leaping over obstacles and getting out of the way of speeding trains and all that. And you sometimes your mentors can't take you with them. You know, many people have mentors, and that mentor ends up losing their job. So then you better find a new mentor. So you have to also use your people skills and your personality skills, not because mentoring is everything, but it's an important component of life. So, you know, just as you're going to have, you know, dollars to donuts, most people will have more jobs in a lifetime than people did a generation ago. You're also then going to have more mentors. You're going to have to figure out how to work with potentially more different types of people. And your people skills have to be at the top of their game.
And I think a lot of what's defeating is not only the inability to find a career, and there are so many handicaps and blockades, as I think I'm talking here. One is, you know, you're stuck in a job. It's become more and more important to be covered with insurance for your family. You can't move out of there. Another aspect of that is for those people who are trying and encounter what I call, what they call failure. I don't count anything as failure where an attempt is made and success isn't achieved. I count failure as something that's not having been tried. But how do people like that with a family to support move outside that safety zone and try to establish a career for themselves and at the same time be able to hold on to what they're doing? It is not easy.
It's not at all. And, you know, there are many different ways, for example, to in a lot of countries outside of the U.S., skills retraining is taken as a much higher priority than it is here, unfortunately. So in countries that are economically successful, like Singapore and Germany, they have much better vocational training and much better skills training in general. But, for example, there's many ways to get skills today that didn't exist before, even if your employer isn't willing to pay for it. There are free online courses. Not everyone likes learning online, but the reality is free is free. And so if you kind of push yourself and apply yourself, you can learn almost anything online, from computer coding to statistics to basic budgeting. There are a ton of online resources. And then I also advocate for people to volunteer. So let's say that you want to get into a specific industry and you know that taking a volunteer job for 5 or 10 hours a week in a related field will help you get the skills that are valuable. Sometimes it's worth working for free. Now, you can't do it excessively or else you'll end up in the poorhouse. But sometimes volunteering can be, in and of itself, a job retraining mechanism.
I maintain that if you have passion in a particular sector and don't have that passion just on the basis of monetary remuneration, which, again, is difficult for some people to escape because of the pressures we all have to continue to, you know, to pay the bills. But do what you love. Love what you're doing. When do you recognize that if that doesn't work, you better do something you don't love just to do something? I know there is not a simplistic answer to that, but it's a real issue.
Well, I have a great story. I mean, first of all, we haven't even gotten to most of the people in my book. I interviewed dozens of people in depth, hundreds of people total, and surveyed thousands more people. So there's a lot of information in this book that is wisdom, hard-won wisdom from individuals. And one of the individuals in the book is a woman named Elaine, who has had 14 jobs in 25 years, in part because she got a law degree and came out of law school during a recession and got a job but was laid off pretty quickly. And she just decided that she'd never really wanted to be a lawyer. That was her parents' dream for her. And so she started, she worked covering the semiconductor industry and then basically worked her way now into being a high-level manager who deals with technology products for a media company. But she has never taken the attitude that there is a permanent career. She has always looked for opportunity, and she has been willing to retrain herself many times. And she would say, and does say in the book, that the satisfaction she gets is from doing her job well and also from creating a collegial environment. So maybe some of the jobs are not exactly what she wants to do, but she knows that she's there to do a good job, and she's also there to create a good environment, which I think is really important.
All right, Farai Chidaya, the book, The Episodic Career, How to Thrive at Work in the Age of Disruption. Thank you so much. Great education. Great having you on. We'll take a break.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. Just letting you know, I always enjoy being with Stu. He's one of the most thoughtful, insightful radio talk show hosts in the country. And believe me, we need folks who know what they're doing right now.
All right, we return with an inspirational story. I love stories of family businesses and generations that have lasted, endured, and thrived. And it's those times don't really exist right now, so there may be a real sentimental aspect to our next guest in the book. The book is Undefeated, and it is co-written with Gene Beach and Dr. Dawn Steele. It's published by Author House. And it is available by going, you can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. And joining us, as I said, is Gene Beach. And welcome. Congratulations. And great to have you on.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be able to tell this very interesting story of a wonderful family.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about it. How did you come to write the book? And what is your affiliation with Dr. Dawn Steele?
Well, several years ago, Don Steele was superintendent of schools in Saginaw, Michigan, and I had worked with an advertising agency in Saginaw, and Don heard about me, and they were trying to pass a millage at the time, so he wanted to get in touch with the public, and we started a magazine called IQ, the Illustrated Quarterly, which ran for several issues. The first one was a history of the Saginaw schools, and the second one was distinguished people who had attended Saginaw schools. And then years later, when Don was hired to work with the Shepherd family, he remembered me and asked if I'd be interested. And of course I was, because I'm very interested in Michigan history.
All right. I have certainly ties to Michigan and my family as well, but we'll let that go right now. And I want to address the topic of the book here. The thrust of the book is what? The endurances that it took for a business to survive amidst a society right now that is, hey, it's different. I mean, it's just you can't stop progress, right? Or if you want to call it progress. The Costco's, the Walmart's, they're everywhere driving small businesses out. And you know, you can't stop it. So how do you adjust it to survive? And now it may have been easier the first few decades or a couple of decades, first couple of generations, but it's more difficult today than ever.
It is, because things are changing so rapidly, especially in communications, as you well know. I think the most important thing is the relationship within the family itself. When passing it down to the generations, you have to have people who are knowledgeable and hardworking to be on hand to take over. And that Shepherds fortunately had.
Gene Beach joining us, co-author with Dr. Dan Steele, Undefeated is the book. Who is this book? Whom is this book intended? Is it for those people who are looking to keep their businesses surviving, their family businesses, or perhaps those who want to start one at a difficult time? But I want to say that every time is opportunistic if you've got a great plan.
Well, I think it definitely is for people who are interested in passing their business down, because it's a true story of how it can be done. But it's also interesting to the many, many people who are interested in northern Michigan, who have taken Shepler's Ferry across to Mackinac Island, who enjoyed the beauty of that area and want to know a little bit more of its history.
Gene, give us a little more of the thrust and meat or content of the story in terms of what the business was, how it survived 70 years, and what was some of this is kind of a long question, some of the struggles that you had to deal with, or they had to deal with.
Well, actually, the story goes back several generations to Chris Shepler, the present president of the company, his great-grandfather, who was a fisherman, and the first boat in the Shepler fleet was just a simple little fishing boat, and they started out fishing. The first problem came when the lampreys came in. I don't know if you're familiar with lampreys, but they're an eel-like beast that attaches itself to fish and sucks the life out of them. And they just about destroyed the very, very profitable Michigan fishing business. That was one of the first things they went to. Chris's grandfather, Cap, who was a lake's captain, started out on some beautiful yachts out of Detroit as their captain. One of the yachts he worked on later became John F. Kennedy's very famous yacht. But he was impressed with the beauty and the durability and the wonderful way that these ships were kept up. And Cap went on to serve in the Merchant Marine during World War II. And then afterwards, they had a parking lot in Mackinac City. There were big railroad ferries that went across to the island and to St. Ignace, but the people had to have a place to park their cars, so they started doing that for 35 cents apiece. And Bill, Chris's father, grew up from the time he was a very young boy, parking cars or telling people how to park their cars. And then Cap got the idea of maybe having a very glamorous speedboat to cross the way to Mackinac Island. And he bought a used boat, refitted it completely. He really knew how to take care of a beautiful wood boat. And they started out when Bill was in college running the boat. Bill was one of the youngest lakes captains. And so they ran a charter service for several years, and then they decided to get into the ferry business. And that has survived and gone on for a great many years since then.
Is it still going on?
Oh, heavens, yes. They just launched last summer a $3 million beautiful new ferry called Miss Margie. And that goes with the rest of the fleet. Their fleet of ferry boats started out with kind of a disaster. Their boat, Mein Capitan, was really a very difficult boat to handle because it was not built right. The designer of the boat really didn't know what he was doing. And they had a great deal of trouble with that, but then they got a new boat called the Welcome, and that was really the beginning of the ferry fleet. Since then, they've added several boats. They're all named after boats that went through that area in the Revolutionary War time. And there's the Welcome and the Felicity, the Wyandotte, the Hope, and now the Margie.
What what can people take away from this book? What kind of a message or messages would you and Dawn Steele like them to take away from this book?
I think that the main thing that impressed me was, if you're willing to work hard and to take a chance on your dreams, you can make them come true and pass it on to the next generation, although it is kind of a hard deal with things changing as they are so often now.
Yeah, it's kind of a blend of keeping what worked. It's like a restaurant. You know, you've got staples on the menu that everybody comes in for, but you have to keep changing. Works that way in every business, doesn't it?
I think it does, but I think, for instance, Scheffler's has now gone into online selling of tickets. When they started out selling tickets, they had a chair and a bunch of tickets, and Mrs. Scheffler, Bill's mother, and Cap's wife sat there and sold tickets. But now it's practically all done online. The equipment on the boat is very, very different.
Gene Beach, I want to thank you so much.
Very
sophisticated. I love stories like this. Gene Beach, Dawn Steele, Dr. Dawn Steele. The book is Undefeated. It's published by Author House. Thanks for joining us.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Biz Talk Radio.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Joe Kernan from CNBC Squawk Box. Just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
I don't know if anybody watches Squawk Box. Joe Cannon has been on for years. He used to be on with David Faber. David Faber's gone on to other things for years and years, and Joe Cannon is still on there. He does a super job. Really a smart guy. Not the young guy he was when I started out watching this, but I'm not the young guy I was either. And he used to, I guess he majored and taught organic chemistry or something, and that's the toughest field of chemistry to teach, and I guess I have to brag by saying my younger daughter has a degree in organic chemistry from a top school and then her MBA from the top school. So we all take pride in our kids, and I'll just move on, and just thought I'd share that with you. Caucus day. It's caucus day, and the bottom line is there are no experts. Nobody knows what to predict. The odds of favoring Trump. A most unusual guy. The pundits have all been wrong about everything. This is an unconventional year, and it's the year that we're all fed up. I'm dealing with this, too, when I think of Trump and some of the pompous, braggadocio, unnerving statements he makes. And every time he does it, I have to stop and think for a second. I don't want this guy in office. And then I think of the options. Then I think of what he could do and restore business in this country. I love someone who understands business, and that's kind of makes the pump go, and who isn't going to give away everything like this jerk in office and John Kerry. I mean, we have basically just handed over our society. So I have that emotional aspect of it. Then I have the intellectual component, which says, and it would be my first choice would be Ted Cruz. Anybody would be better. I mean, God help me. I mean, if Jim Gilmore or George Pataki were in the race running against Hillary or those other nitwits, I mean, I would just I would go to the wall to support them. But, you know, we're a little early on that. Iowa's important. It's kind of sets the precedent. But if Hillary loses in Iowa and she's ahead by, I guess, by about 5 points from the average in the polls, and then she loses in New Hampshire, she's way behind, almost 30 points behind. She's going to lose that. Then she moves down to the South, and that's where the concern lies. So every day I wake up and I right away go to the computer and hope she's been indicted. And I mean, I hope she goes to jail. I think both she and the president have committed acts that are, just take a look at treason. Take a look at the definition of treason and tell me if they're treasonous. But That's another story. It's Trump and Cruz, and Trump is so unconventional. He's not an ideologue, and I guess it's showing both on the Democrat, well, certainly on the Republican side, that there's nobody who's looking for a conservative ideologue, or very few people. And that's Ted Cruz, although the media is trying to shred him of that. And the media is, you know, yeah, I'm part of the media, but I'm part of the good media. Talk conservative talk radio. And the media in this country is more disgraceful than the politicians. But here's the sad part of it. Most people who have very limited knowledge about what's going on get their information from sources like this. And there just has to be a grassroots campaign turning out. Ted Cruz has tremendously organized campaign. Donald Trump has an emotional campaign, and most of the people who said they're going to vote for Trump say no matter what, they're sticking with Trump. He's got the highest vote of confidence, while the other one making up the big three, Marco Rubio, has the least support. By that, I think it was 47% of Iowans who said they vote for Marco Rubio are prone to changing their minds. So the following that Trump has is absolutely staunch and devoted. You know, when you split as I'm split, one is on the sense of reality between an emotion, a visceral Donald Trump or more of an intellectual conservative Ted Cruz. I mean, there's no doubt Cruz would be my first choice. There's no doubt Trump would be my second choice. And that's a risk that I am prepared individually to take. Am I that comfortable with Trump? I'd be a lot more comfortable with Ted Cruz, but I'm not the one who's determining the outcome. And then is who's got the better chance to defeat the Democrat candidate? Now, notice I didn't say Hillary Clinton. I mean, it will be Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders can't win. He's getting the support of young, idealistic college students, over 700,000 individual campaigns, I think, of under $25, a remarkable achievement. He's just a fanatical socialist nut from Brooklyn. I don't dislike him. I actually admire him. He's consistent in his views. He has been for three decades. He's a lunatic, but he has a set position, and he's pretty good at what he's doing. The only flaw he had was in criticizing Hillary's emails. And I say a flaw in his own campaign that he tried to reverse field. And then Hillary saying, you know, let's get all these emails out. Well, first of all, the 22 highly super secret emails aren't going to be released because they present a security threat, and she knows it. And when she says, let's get the emails out, you know, it's almost like knowing. Let me give you a little psychology here. Almost like knowing when you talk with someone about a mutual opportunity and they are adamant and there's no sense in even talking, no, I don't want to do this. And, you know, you might say, well, gee, I agree with you. Can we find another option? The people who can't handle themselves in these situations are those who just don't know how to negotiate. Instead of negotiating a losing situation, use it as an advantage, as a tool. A lot of these politicians don't know how to do it, and you need one. I think there's going to be one candidate that will emerge from Iowa, and I guess it's going to be Marco Rubio. Believe it or not, it could be Chris Christie. I don't think it'll be Kasich. And it's not going to be Jeb Bush, who's losing so much steam. It's an absolute disgrace. He should pull out. There's no sense in pulling out before New Hampshire. But Jeb Bush doesn't get it. And according to a lot of people in the he knows more than anybody about politics. And supposedly he's a decent guy. I mean, listen, I've had enough of the Bushes. I've had enough of the Clintons. I've had enough. I've had enough of the Warrens. Oh, Elizabeth Warren may run. I've had enough of the Bidens. I'm talking about Joe. Had enough of these people. Where is Jeff Sessions? And where is Charles Grassley? But I'm more than happy with Ted. I'm more than happy with Ted Cruz. And I certainly hope that this turns out to be a favorable outcome for the Republicans. So I think that just about does it. Tomorrow we'll have a substantially updated report on where we stand and a little idea of where we're going as we head into Hampshire. But I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm wishing you all a great day. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.